Hello, I'm Natasha Spencer-Jolliffe and I'm a freelance journalist for Food Manufacturer. In this week's Reformulate piece, I'm talking with Vicky Berry, the Business Development Manager at Synergy Flavours, about the company's collaboration with Pure Circle to create its zero sugar tonic range for skinny drinks. Hi Vicky, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, I'm good, thank you. So to kick off then, can you please talk me through your decision to reformulate and opt for the zero sugar tonic?
Yeah, no problem. So this was originally led by the owner of the Skinny Drinks Group, Ian Minton. So Ian was actually diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and he felt there was nothing that really kind of catered to his needs. So he originally created this range of zero sugar tonics, but they were originally created with Reb A. So from that, he really felt that the flavour could be improved because he didn't want anyone to kind of compromise. He wanted them to be zero sugar, really natural, but just really making sure that people weren't compromising on taste.
Perfect. And what did the reformulation process look like from kind of, you know, that first spark of an idea to then actually rolling it out?
Well, I think it was really interesting. So it had its challenges. So this kind of came during COVID. So we had to work remotely. So I think that was kind of the first challenge. But really it was taking the product, which was a good product on Reb A, but just moving it over to Reb M. So I think, you know, working during the pandemic, we worked really closely with Pure Circle. So we had people kind of developing on bench at Synergy, people developing on bench in Pure Circle, then virtual meetings, you know, kind of going back and forwards between the two. So it was a really interesting kind of collaboration, and definitely, you know, kind of the pandemic really influenced, you know, how we developed, and gave us new ways of developing, which was really exciting.
Yeah, sure. And what would you say has been the response so far, and what do you hope to achieve for Synergy and the wider conversation, I suppose, around sugar in tonic and beverages and the food and drink industry in general?
I think the response has been really positive. So I think, you know, previously some people kind of had negative connotations when it comes to stevia. But I think this range with Reb M are really fantastic. So they've had a really positive response in the market. I know that, you know, the owner's really pleased with them. And I think going forward, you know, we're going to see this, you know, come up a lot more. So I think in particular with the HFS guidelines that have come out, I think a lot of manufacturers, a lot of retailers are going to sugar in their products. So we definitely think, you know, we'll be working more closely together. I think this collaboration with Pure Circle, you know, and seeing what we can achieve together, you know, working on flavour, working on sugar reduction, it's been a really positive thing. I think sometimes it's just a gradual step. It might be manufacturers just wanting to reduce down sugar a little bit to kind of fall in with certain guidelines. Or it might be that we'll see more manufacturers go down this zero sugar route. And I really think it's, you know, products like Reb M or different blends of stevia, you know, and the improved versions we're seeing, you know, that are really enabling people to do this. I also think 2022 will be a really important year following the EFSA opinion on bioconversion. So we'll really kind of see some, you know, different glycosides, you know, more affordable glycosides kind of coming to the market. So whereas Reb M can be, you know, cost prohibitive, you know, this bioconversion will offer manufacturers a different alternative and something that they can actually use without it being, you know, too expensive within their formulation.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your insights and for your time, Vicky. Thank you.
Thanks very much for your time.